Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. Do you ever feel there is no hope or find yourself in a difficult situation that makes it hard to believe that anything can change? Take heart, because with Jesus, all things are possible. In His presence, we find life even when our lives seem complicated or our circumstances overwhelming. So instead of being anxious and worried, let's find comfort in the fact that Jesus has already overcome the world and all of its troubles, and be filled with hope, joy, and gratitude towards our Lord. Our scripture for today is from Philippians 4, verses 6 to 8. Here is Angie.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
So let us be determined this week to remember that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Through His word, God not only promises to always be with us, but also teaches us how to deal with life's challenges and discover contentment and joyful hope in every situation. So may we cast all our worries and burdens onto the Lord, for He cares for us infinitely more than we can ever imagine or understand. Allow the Lord to guard and transform our hearts and minds so that we can live free from sin, strongholds, and anxiety. Dwell in the shelter of our Most High God by entering into His presence through prayer, worship, studying His word, serving Him, and loving others. Be grateful and filled with joy as we experience and are reminded of the many gifts and blessings our Lord bestows on us daily. Hold tightly to the hope we affirm, knowing that God can be trusted to keep His promises as we dedicate our lives to Him. Serve Him, be faithful with that which He has given us, and glorify Him in all we do. And be still, undistracted by the things of this world, knowing that our Father is good, loving and faithful, and that through His grace and mercy, He will fill our hearts with boundless hope, exuberating joy, and perfect peace, so that our believing lives, filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with joyful hope, now and forever. Now let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, God of everything, the one who holds time and space, we come to You, Father God, and we thank You for Your word and all we learn from it every single time we open it. Thank You for the reminder that You have the answer for our anxiety. You care about our life and want us to share it with You. We love You.
Father, thank You for this reminder from Your word. Thank You for the reminder that Your heart is for us to seek You face to face in prayer. Lord, I don't know if there are people listening that have lost hope or faith and maybe feel like they're praying into a wall or You're not hearing. Lord, thank You that Your word is true, that our prayers are before You as incense in Your throne room. Thank You that You invite us to call on You, and thank You for Your promise that You will answer. In Jesus' name I pray this.
Our Father in heaven, we come to You, Lord, with praise and thanksgiving for all You have done for us, for Your love for us, for Your Son, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness shown to us. Lord, thank You for our daily blessings, our food, our clothes, our family, our friends, a home and a job. We worship You, Lord God.
Father God, thank You so much for Your grace and Your mercy.
Thank you, Father God, that your word promises us that you have got good plans for us, plans for a prosperous future filled with hope. Lord, I pray that we will not begin to grow weary when we begin with the little that you have entrusted into our hands. And as we prosper and see the fruitfulness of our faith, let us remain humble and servant-hearted, giving you and only you the glory. Thank you that you are our God who upholds us and has good plans for our future. Lord, we love you and we love to serve you. I pray that we will use what we have to serve you well, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, we are so grateful that you sent your son Jesus to be born as man and God to die for our sins. Help us to draw near to you and be still. Please calm the storms in our lives and bring healing where we so desperately need it. Search us, God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. To you, all the glory, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.